AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 7:51. Second Thursday of the month means State Representative Stephen Mesker is representing the 150th District, and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. Hope you're well today.
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing quite well. Thank you for that.
All right. And the legislative session begins in less than a month, and as is their tradition, the United Way of Greenwich, Greenwich United Way, has their legislative breakfast, although not as traditionally as it's been held in the past. It's a Zoom meeting this year, so I hope you have a little croissant and some bagels with you there as you're getting ready on your computer. What will you be talking about? Did you get a topic of discussion before the United Way?
Yeah, we got a number of questions from the United Way, basically describing some of the needs of the state or some of the needs of the people of the state, asking where we stood on the issues for public finance, asking of issues about housing affordability and accessibility, asking where we thought the state could cut either cut spending and or where we thought the town could cut some of their spending given the fiscal issues going forward. So it was a rather lengthy, but the answer is about 90 seconds each. So it's going to be interesting to see how much you can fit into each question.
Okay, because I know in the past they've given each legislator maybe one or two topics to discuss, but that's not what
they're doing. Yeah, this time around I want to say there's five or six questions, and the five or six questions of us. So we're each asked the same questions, basically.
I see. Okay. All right. And what are some of the things that you see in the upcoming session that you want to talk about?
Well, the first thing that I want to talk about today, interesting, Tony, is that I received my committee assignments for the upcoming session. So I was very pleased with that. I was reappointed to Vice Chair of Bonding, Revenue, and Finance, which is one of the more significant committees in the state. I was also reappointed to Energy and Technology, which has oversight of our delightful energy companies and the general public utilities. I was also then newly appointed to the Insurance Commission, or Insurance and Real Estate Commission, and I was also appointed, I was also appointed to transportation, which is going to be a sticking point for the state. So I was pretty happy. I've received 44 committee assignments for what I think are very serious committees with a lot of business involved, or business regulation that could we can do things to kind of improve the business climate.
Okay, and so transportation is also a new one for you?
Yes, although I was deeply involved because the funding of transportation really crosses over into bonding, revenue, and finance because you're always dealing with it's a public activity that requires a fair amount of state involvement and federal from the funding side. So I have some knowledge of it, but now I'll get very granular in that. And that also gives oversight of DMV, where I'm hoping we can do some stuff to modernize the practices of the Department of Motor Vehicles, particularly.
When people hear transportation, of course, they think tolls. Will tolls be brought up? Are they dead? What's the story there?
I think in the short term, I don't see tolls as, to the best of my knowledge, tolls at this point are not sitting on the table, which I think is unfortunate, given where tax revenue is on gasoline taxes and given where the ridership is on the transportation. We're facing a fairly significant problem with our transportation budget. The fall off in ridership, and the amount of cutbacks we may have to do to our transportation network are significant. And given that the transportation network supports people who need to commute to work, it's a difficult issue to figure out how we're going to balance that. But I don't see the tolling issues. I think the tolling issue is not something we're going to see in the next 2 years, in my humble opinion.
Everybody's, of course, keyed in on the economic conditions, given this pandemic and all. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, so far, I think we covered this marginally the last time we spoke, Tony, in that, we walked into this rainy day, into this pandemic with one of the largest of rainy day funds of all the states on a percentage basis it was up to 15% of our operating budget, about $3.1 billion. On the back of that, we were able to make a small prepayment on some of our pension obligations, something like $69 or $70 million. So walking into the pandemic with this, we are relatively well braced to deal with the fiscal deficit. So, I mean, over the next 4 years, the fiscal deficit, it looks to be, I think, on the order of $5 billion. But with a rainy day fund of $3 billion, we're really talking about on the order of $400 or $500 million of potential cuts to the budget over, you know, in expenditures. So I think it's going to be a very tough and never pleasant situation, but I think the budget is dealable and fixable. You know, part of the unknown questions are going to be what level of federal assistance, municipal and state assistance, can we expect from the federal government going forward that can ease that burden? And so, but compared to New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, most of the other states, our operating budgets are relatively solid. So I'm hoping that works also as a beacon or an attraction for New York and Massachusetts for corporations to consider our state, given where we sit on that fiscal side. It's a relatively solid position.
All right. I know you have to hop on that Zoom meeting, so yep. I'll let you get there, and I appreciate your time this morning. Have a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays. We'll talk to you in 2021.
Same to you, Tony. Thank you very much. Take care.
And that is State Representative Stephen Meskers of the 150th District. Next Thursday morning, we'll speak with State Senator Alexandra Kasser. WGCH Newsletter Time.